So yes, again, kingdom mandate. Let's go back to this one. People prayed about what's happening in Qumran, and it's fantastic, and it's amazing what God is doing in Qumran. But then I asked myself, why can't it happen where we are? The difference between what's happening in Qumran and all the other places is people in Qumran is just hungry. They're just hungry. That's what it is. And if you're hungry, God will honor his word. And so if you're hungry and you're thirsty for righteousness' sake, Bible says that God will fill you up. So that's what happened in Qumran. It's not then there's no formula, nothing. It's just people who are hungry and seeking God on behalf of other people. That's what's happening. It's very simple. And that can happen here as well. And I think that's what God said to me. You know, I think about 2 years ago, I continued on the kingdom message. But there were times I just got distracted. I don't know why. Seriously, I confess. I got distracted. And the Lord showed me again. He says, it's kingdom, Ricardo. Wherever you go, it's kingdom. You can be in China. It's kingdom. It's just kingdom. Everything is just kingdom. Out of the mouth of babes. So kingdom again today. Can we click to the next one, please? Just to recap. That's just a recap for people who I did this. And Chantal, what's up? What did you notice? What did you find out? Okay, so what do you see?
I saw an eye, and then I saw like a big button.
But you've seen something, isn't it?
Yeah. I see something that is actually there. But really
yeah, for those people who weren't here, it is there's a picture of a young girl as well as a lady older than the young girl. See, I'm getting it now. So it is looking, I did this the last time, and I spoke about kingdom perspectives and how we see things. Yes, Mike. Yes. Okay. the next one, please. And that one is the same. There's two pictures there. It's a fish. It's a duck and a rabbit. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Okay, the next one, please. This is the statement, guys. Like, we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. Isn't it? So we're talking about kingdom here. It's like, in the world, like, just look at the two different kingdoms. Some people would say, no, I don't believe. Seeing is believing. That's the kingdom of the world. They need to see in order to believe. Our kingdom is believing is seeing. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Now this kingdom is, I don't need to see. I know, because God has given me promises that he shall supply all of my need. So people in the world might say, yeah, but Ricardo, you don't have this or that. Say, no, I got it. They say, you're off your head. Where is it? It's there. It's still coming. There's a delay in the courier service, but I know it's coming somewhere, somehow, because he said it. I believe what he said, and that's the difference between the kingdom. So sometimes we see things from our experience. And so when we read the Bible, we can't really see it. So the kingdom is totally different. And today I want to talk about kingdom citizenship, that we are citizens of heaven. And if you're like, I've got dual citizenship. I'm South African and I'm going to become British as well. So it's like two citizens. And once you have citizenship, you have power. You have power. You can call the police and say, listen, I've got somebody here by my house. You need to come here now. They can't say, yeah, but no, they need to come because why? They work for me. They work for, it's how it works. Because I've got power, I'm a citizen and I need to be taken care of. So we citizens of heaven, the Bible says. So we are in this world, but not of this world. Which means our thinking shouldn't be like this world. If he says that you are my ambassador, as an ambassador of Christ, your life is a solution to someone who's in trouble. I love that, because once we take our eyes off ourselves, what we need, Paul, we quote this scripture, we said, my God shall supply all of my needs. Paul didn't say that. Paul said, my God shall supply all of your need, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So what Paul is saying, because the context of that is, the church wanted to pay him, and they were a bit stingy and all that kind of context happening in the background. So Paul says, no, you don't need to pay me, even though you need to. You don't need to pay me, because my government, my God doesn't just supply my need, but my God will supply all of your need. Because it's a different mentality, it's a different concept of kingdom. So when I said back home that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, I saw brother, sister, mother, cousins, all of them lost. But yet I declared over them, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Because I don't need to see it. I need to believe it before I see it. So now they're coming in and all preaching, and people calling me, and I get in contact with people and say, your brother's on fire for the Lord. He's excited. He's just preaching. I said, I saw it. I said it. It's not a surprise to me. I said it. It just needed to come in line with what I believe. That's the kingdom that we are in. And that's the good thing, because we need to build our lives around the principles of God. We serve God when we serve others. I like that. If you want to serve God, serve others. Because Jesus, one of his mandate, his mission was, the Bible says that he came to earth not to be served, but he came to serve. He says, I didn't come to abolish the Lord. And the Pharisees got it wrong. They couldn't capture what he was saying, because they were focusing on religion, and Jesus wasn't in religion. He came to reestablish a kingdom. So they were saying, no, this is how you should do it. It's like, no, I'm not arguing about the law. I didn't come to abolish the law or destroy the law. I just came to fulfill the law. And so when we serve other people, we serve God. That's a thought for somebody, if you go away, don't think. Another thing that I find is we divide this about, right, I'm a Christian. I work in a secular job. That's why God can't use me there. That's a lie. That is a lie of the enemy. Because you are the kingdom of God. Where you find yourself, that is where God has placed you. You are handpicked by him to be in that place just to reveal. You don't need to go. It'll be stupid if you just go at lunchtime and just, right, I need to preach here. All of you, you need Jesus. I mean, you're fired. You know what I mean? Like, doing a Lord sugar on you, like, you're fired. It's not about that. It's about you're not from this world. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. Your standard and your principles is totally different. We went to Spree, me and Mac. I helped him with his tour because he finished his album. We went to Spree. We took the kids to Spree. Like Amanda prayed, 24 came to the saving knowledge of Jesus. We did songs, and I preached about for 10 minutes, isn't it? 10, 15 minutes. And just preached, just kingdom stuff. Just kingdom stuff. Just like, you know what? If you're here and you feel that the enemy has trapped you, and that you feel you want to do something but you can't because you're in a tight corner, just come out. Let the Lord do something for you. I can't. Just come. And two things the Lord said to me, because I was always asking the Lord, what's my assignment for Wales? What's my assignment? God gave it to me there. He says, first of all, you need to help people from I can't or I can't be bothered to I can, because my kingdom is I can do all things through Christ. Help people in that. The second one is joy. He says, you got joy. Why hold it back? Give people joy. Because you can only give what you have, isn't it? Peter says in Acts 3, he comes to the gate beautiful, the layman's there, and he says, silver and gold we do not have. But he says, what we have, we give. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then they went to the temple. The guy followed them into the temple. The point is, he said, I've got what you need. That's the kingdom. I've got what you need. So I said the other appeal I made, there were a lot of leaders there, people who helped out. The Holy Spirit just said to me, pray for them. And I called them forward. I said, you know, if you want joy, just run to the front. Because I'm not going to, you know, make it really structure it. No. If you need joy, come. And they came. And as soon as I just laid my hand on this girl and just touched her here, and the joy just came to her. And so we were there, just joy. All of them just filled with joy. And the Lord said, because you've got joy, Ricardo, you can transfer joy. That's my kingdom. That's how I work. And if somebody wants to critique me on that one, that is Romans 1. Romans 1, where Paul says, I come back to the church and I will come and lay hands upon you and I will impart some spiritual gifts. So there's a transference. Sometimes we don't want people to pray for us. And I know sometimes it's a bit weird, because some people, back in the days with me, that you stand there and they're like, what are you doing? You know, no, it is just like transferring it by faith. Because the kingdom, because we're here to edify one another. We have a mission on the earth as the Son of God builded the kingdom of God. He has given us that responsibility. He says, I believe in you. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at what you've been through. I've taken care of that. My grace and my mercy is new every morning. We start afresh today. Forget the former things. Paul says, one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind me. Some stuff is difficult, and some stuff we need people around us to help us. But, you know, oh, but she didn't talk to me and he didn't. I just forget that, man, and just move on. You know, just move on. Yeah, but you don't know how to. Just move on. Because why? You know, in the wilderness, when Moses cried and he says, Lord, these people. And the Lord said to him, why are you crying? Tell these people to move forward. So for me, it's like, I don't mind if you're crying, but cry while you're walking. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. Don't just cry there. Just keep moving. And that is what God is saying. It's like, you're a citizen. You're a citizen of heaven. And the earth is just an embassy of heaven. If you're a citizen, the government takes care of you. The government needs to protect you. And the same with us is, Psalm 91 says that God has given his angels charge concerning us. You know why? Because the angels know Ricardo is in the house. He's got to be protected. It's just how it is. That's kingdom principles. If we go to the next one, please. That is what the kingdom is, the sovereign rulership and governing influence of a king over a territory. Now God is not in the physical form in the earth to rule it. But he has given us the dominion to do the job for him. So it is, it's over a territory, impacting it with his will, intent, and purpose, producing a community of citizens, expressing a culture reflecting the nature and lifestyle of the king. That is what I need to do. Wherever I go, I gotta express the king, the value of the king. I'm far off, but I'm not where I used to be, because I'm beginning to understand it. I've got a responsibility. That Jesus says, wherever you go, preach the gospel of the good news of the kingdom of heaven. Gospel means good news. Some of our brothers and sisters have made it bad. You know, seriously. I need to apologize for other people's behavior when they know that I'm a Christian. Yeah, but all you guys, are you the same? But why are you different? I said, listen, I'm from a different kingdom, man. I do kingdom stuff. Tell me about the kingdom stuff. Then I get opportunities to speak to people. I get, on Monday, a youth group asked me in Lanishan to come and share about the work in the school and what God is doing. So I went there just because it was a barbecue. It was good. So I came in, a friend of mine asked me to come in just to speak and do a song, the Make It Through song. And there were two boys that I work with in the school, at this present moment. I came in and they say, yo, what's up, Ricardo? I say, cool, cool, cool. And so they didn't know that I was a Christian. So I'm sat there and the Lord says, now is the opportunity to let them know that you are in the kingdom. I said, yes, I will. I did my song, told them my story about how I was lost and how God has restored my heart and how much He is just changing my life from a day-to-day basis. And I'm excited. They've seen me being excited in school. Now they can connect it and say, oh, so that's what a Christian should be like. They said, but why is so? No, I don't know about so-and-so. Pray for them. Pray for them. So I did my song. The next day, these two boys went on YouTube, listened to the song, and they became evangelists overnight. They went to school, and all the teachers, they said, listen to this track, listen to this track, listen to this track, listen to this. Teachers started texting me saying, I like the track. Some teachers said, I like the way you spit it. I said, oh, okay. You know what I mean? It's like, and this whole thing about liking the way you spit it is like, I like the way you are rapping. You know, that's just a different term. And I'm thinking like, and they said, no, we're really, really proud of you that we didn't know that you could do all these things. But I'm not there to brag about it because the Bible says that the left hand shouldn't know what the right hand is doing. You just keep living. Now, if I went there and say, all right, I'm a youth pastor, everybody get out of my way when I walk and please decide. And, no, people was he's a bit weird. But because I understand just a bit about kingdom, is that when I go into the school, I am the light. And when there's darkness, when I come in, I fill it with joy. That's much, much better because that's what Jesus is saying. Wherever you go, preach the gospel. And preaching means to declare. Jesus never preached to his disciples. He taught his disciples. Never preached at them or preached to them because the preaching was for the multitudes. He preached the gospel of the good news of the kingdom of heaven. And then he says to his disciples, now when we alone, come I teach you. But Rabbi, why do you talk to them in parables? And Jesus says, because you have the secret to the knowledge of the kingdom of heaven. They don't. So I need to talk about MOTs and I need to talk about how a car needs an MOT. And if you don't pass your MOT, your car will be there for some time. Your car needs to be fixed. And the same with us. We can't fix ourselves. The Lord. So you have to talk in examples, making illustrations for people who back home, if you are spirit-filled and you are moving with God, there's no time for parables. Speak the word. People, no, give me the word. But parables is for people who don't understand. That's why I make it easier so they can understand the kingdom. That's why the queen people know that the queen, you can't vote the queen out. Because the queen is there. It's a throne. That's kingdom. That's what it is. I'm in the kingdom. And everything that's in the kingdom, I'm part of it because I'm a royal priesthood. You are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. You are peculiar people. We are. And you know what? My friend always said this to me. He says, before you get a job, start acting like somebody who's got a job. Don't wait for them to give you the job and then you say, right now I need to go and get myself some suits and I need to get myself some this. No. That's what faith is. Faith is calling those things which are not as though they were. So it's like, I am already dressing myself. I'm already living like somebody who's traveling. And there's many times that I still see this vision, this picture that about planes. And when that picture leaves, I'll be worried, for me personally. Because God gives me pictures about traveling ministries and helping people. And so I'm thinking like, He showed me before I got to Wales. That's what it is. That's what faith is. That's how we operate because without faith it's impossible to please God. I said there was one moment in my life where I went to church just for the sake of going to church. Going to see my friends. Going to be in this clique. After church we go to McDonald's. Oh, it's amazing. McDonald's are like extra fries. You know what I mean? This is great. For a year it's just been like that. Till God says, listen, this is not what it is about. It's about you engaging with me So I can download. Where's Elizabeth? Like that word when I say, let God download some stuff. You know, let him download stuff in you. And when you meet people, how refreshing it will be when you talk to somebody and they say, hey, I read that this morning. Have you ever heard that? Like sometimes where you talk to somebody and say, you know, this, I studied this. And they say, hey, I did that this morning. Spirit connects. Connects. That's the kingdom. Just connect. Connect. And if you're a citizen, you are part of what God is doing. Another thing that just stuns me when Jesus says, only when you do my will, you can enter into the kingdom. Only when you go according to my intent, my will, my purpose, and my culture, that is when things will happen. That's the only way. There's no way of how we can manipulate things and make it sound good. No, if it's not his will, done deal. But we are his people. And your family members and friends, I will always encourage us with this. Family and friends, the reason why they're not saved yet, I like that word, yet. They're not saved yet. They're just a bit wandering around. But they're looking for something in us that will point them to Jesus, that will point them to the King. My sister and my brother, they say to me, thank you so much for being an example. I said, you know what? Thank you, but you know how many times in my mind, I just shoot me like that. In my mind, I was like, yes, Lord, I won't. But it's like they're looking for something different. There was a time when my sister was on drugs, and the Holy Spirit showed me something. She's on drugs, and she wanted to do something right, but she couldn't because she's bound by drugs. She's bound. The Holy Spirit showed me her flesh tried to fight against it, but her spirit was actually embracing me, trying to embrace me. And that's when I asked my brother about how many times he used to walk in the house and shout at people. And I asked him the other day, I said, did you know that you did that? He said, what are you on about? I said, what? So we fight with our families and friends that you don't want to come right. It's not them. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The fight that we fight is not against flesh and blood. But it's against principalities. That thing that's trying to stop her, I need to fight that. So by what Jesus was saying, that he says, I've given you the keys of the kingdom in Matthew 16. He says, I've given you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And we say, Lord, loose something here. She don't want to come right, Lord. He still doesn't get it, Lord. And the Lord says, you've got the authority. You've got dominion. I've given you dominion in the earth. So why are you asking me, where I'm waiting for you, to begin to bind these things? Me and Naomi, we went to, last week we went to her spiritual family. This lady was sick for years. This is what she said. She came to a point where she says, I'm not putting up with this. This sickness, I'm not putting up with it anymore. She went to a friend, they prayed for her, and God just did a miracle just there. She came to the point of enough is enough. When I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, for years I've been in it. I stood there, I just sat down, boom! That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. That's the kingdom. I love it. Because God wants to set people free. He wants to set people free. Jesus says that's why he came. He came to seek those and to find those that are lost. Me and you, we need to seek our friends and families that are lost. And God has given us that authority. He says, go. Not, who shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Send her. I am available, Lord. But send him. He looks good, Lord. It's not that. It's like, send me. I want to go. I want to go, Lord. I will go, Lord. And I will not hold back. I will go. I will go. I will, like David always say, Rick. Just love them, Rick. David's all about just, that's what it is about. Loving people into the kingdom. Because when they come, they will see not something different that they see out there. They see the consistency of character. And once our character is been shaped, God can use such a person because you are a citizen of heaven. I'm gonna ask Rachel if you could just ministering time. If me and Naomi are going on holiday tomorrow, and we're going to Zanzibar. It just sounds amazing, like, you know, Zanzibar. We're going away, and please, guys, continue to pray for us. We thank you so much for your friendship, your brotherhood, sisterhood, that togetherness that you guys give us. It's staggering. It's amazing. And I'm just going away as well. I'm going to read, and I'm going to trust God to just put something new in my spirit for when I come back, just to bless everyone with that. But I think for Naomi as well, she did brilliant. I got a song for Naomi. I did a song on my album for Naomi as well, so you guys can purchase that as well. So it's the reason why I'm doing this is try to get some money and try to send it to my friends in Africa who's really going on with ministries. And I just felt like that is one of the ways I can just extend God's kingdom as well in blessing them with a gift and so on. And it's all about extending the kingdom. But if God spoke to you this morning, you know, as Rachel is just going to lead us into worship, feel free to come. You know, one thing that the devil does is this. He traps us in fear. Fear is a terrible thing. But if you know the love of Jesus, that love will cast out all that fear. I'm not saying come to the front for a show. No. You are in need of a change. You are in need. And you know what? Nobody can stop you from getting that. That's what I said to the kids. I said, nobody can stop you. Nobody. Absolutely nobody can stop you. If you need a touch from God, He can do it today. And I just felt today that I'm just going to pray for you guys. I'm just going to impart what God has given to me concerning some of the kingdom principles and the joy and because I need to give it before I go so God can fill me up again. See, that's what it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's God's kingdom. So as I'm blessing people today and releasing this joy that's in me, what I have, I give. God can restore this joy again. I want to be up till here with joy. I want to be up till here with joy. So if God has really spoken to you this morning, the reason why He speaks to our hearts is to help us. God doesn't point things out and says, you've been a bad girl, you've been a bad boy. He doesn't do that. He says He disciplines those whom He loves. If God gives you something, if you felt like this morning something in your heart, that's just God saying, I want to fix that for you because I love you. You won't stagnate again, but you'll move forward. You'll cry tears of joy, but keep moving forward. You'll cry about things, but keep moving forward. Because you're a citizen. You're a citizen. So as Rachel lead us this morning, feel free to come, and then I'll close in prayer for us.